The Director General of the Management Development and Productivity Institute, Dr. Shaibu Ahmed Gariba, says it is high time salaried workers were paid based on their productivity rather than their academic qualification. He said the tradition of qualification-based salary for workers gives room to low productivity, as people seemingly have what it takes but do very little towards the growth of their institutions. Dr. Gariba raised this concern at the graduation of 90 management staff of GBC. They completed a course in practice and supervision at the Management Development and Productivity Institute in Accra. A report by Eugenia Jimo.
The Management Development and Productivity Institute was established in 1964 by Ghana's first president, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, under the name the National Productivity Center. After the overthrow of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah in 1966, the center was transferred to the UN and the International Labour Organization, ILO, under the name Management Development and Productivity Institute, MDPI. Finally, in 1976, it was returned to the government of Ghana. Currently, the MDPI trains people from both the public and private sectors to impact society through increased productivity. The Director General of the Institute, Dr. Shaibu Ahmed Gariba, expressed concern over the prevalence of low productivity in spite of strides made in poverty reduction. He therefore suggested that the determinant for the payment of workers be changed, emphasizing that workers must be paid based on their work output and not on their qualification or years of experience. Dr. Gariba also called for the status of the MDPI to be elevated to serve the West African sub-region for enhanced productivity.
Ghana saw some interesting improvements in poverty alleviation, and in fact, incomes went up. And these were not reflected in product, and it's unfortunate because the important and sustained way of having a country grow is through enhanced productivity. You can grow because new investments have come. That is not sustainable if you don't increase your productivity. So it is very important that MDPI is supported and well-resourced assisting this exercise. And it is time Ghanaians we move away from compensating people because of how many years they have spent in school or how many years they have spent working. We should rather compensate people according to their productivity increases.
The Director General of GBC, Befia Feria Pintin, said training at the supervisory level is important for the growth of any organization. He added that although people rise to the management level on grounds of years of experience, this does not rule out the fact that training is highly appropriate for managing institutions properly.
Training and development is important for any organization. Many times we have felt that people, after being in a workplace for some time, are able to learn things on their own. That it's important that we all learn to train our people, particularly at the supervisory and management level. Why? Because it is at these levels that we really get organizations moving. Without good management and supervisory skills, it's difficult for us to run our organizations properly. So I am extremely happy that at GBC and in many other organizations, we are seriously tackling these issues.
The Minister for Employment and Social Welfare, E.T. Mensah, urged the graduates to utilize the knowledge acquired for positive development in the corporation. He said this is necessary, especially due to the rising competition in the media as a result of the liberalization of the airwaves. Mr. Mensah hinted of plans to refurbish the Management Development and Productivity Institute. He said funds are being sourced for this project.
It is my prayer that you will put into practice the lessons learned at this training program to move the corporation to a higher level. But it is time to move forward and to place the institute at the forefront to deliver its services to our nation in a post-oil economy and e-world environment. In this regard, to inform you that a committee is already in place at the ministry to migrate the current site of the institute into a national productivity center equipped with modern state-of-the-art facilities. The design and technical drawings for the center has been completed while efforts are continuing to obtain funding.
The 90 GBC staff who graduated in practice in supervision course were awarded certificates.
Eugenia Jimo reporting.